You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Good evening. Welcome to Just Saying. It is Friday night. I'm Diane Valentine. I'm your host tonight. Thank you for joining us for another happy hour conversation. Now, let me introduce you to my fabulous co-host. To my left, the amazing, the beautiful, my girl, Miss April Daniels.
Hello, everyone.
And next to April, our fly girl, the newest chick on the block, Jennifer Williams.
Hi,
baby. Hey. You know, it is Friday night, so in our tradition, we hope you have your cocktail in your hands, but April's going to share our cocktail for tonight.
Yes, everyone. We are drinking Cinco Herradura.
I know, crazy name, right? And I know it means something out there somewhere.
But we also would like to, and I'm sorry, you are able to find the recipe for our drinks every Friday night on our website at justsaying.com, justsayingshow.com. So make sure you guys always tune in a little bit before time so you can join us with our cocktails and our festivities every Friday. We also would like to thank Tiny's Tequila. Yes, our drink
thank
is brought
you,
to
Tiny.
Us by them, and we really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. The more, the merrier.
Yeah.
Yes. Cheers,
yes.
Ladies.
Yes, cheers. Jen, I think you started already.
I did. I needed it.
Yum. I love that. I can taste the pineapple.
Yeah.
Yummy. Well, before we jump into our show, we want to tell you guys about a brand new segment that we are starting tonight. And let's just say it is our version of Hot Topics, but we call it here Just Saying, Just Heard. So, Jay, take us away.
All right, ladies. Well, so Just Heard, Beyonce killed the stage at Made in America.
Okay.
Just Heard,
absolutely killed it. She looked amazing.
She
did not miss a beat. That is my Virgo sister. I love her. Love her.
Does she ever make a mistake on stage?
I'm sure she does, but no one
ever
has.
No one knows, right?
She only knows.
She had to do that.
Right. Nobody else knows. She was absolutely amazing. Yeah. And of course, when, you know, Beyonce does her thing, here go the divorce rumors.
Oh, yeah.
So, non-stop. Of course, they're talking about, well, Beyonce is meeting with divorce attorneys, and her and Jay-Z are on vacation in Italy, chilling.
And I'm jealous.
Right. I'm like, hi, can I be Blue Ivy? Like, can I come? So, yeah, I just find it interesting that every time she makes an appearance or she does something,
yeah,
they're about to get divorced.
Exactly.
It's so crazy to me.
And I thought the cutest part of the whole, you know, live podcast was Jay-Z in the audience
grooving,
singing like one plus one. Right? That was so cute.
That's my lady.
So cute.
I know. That was a cute moment.
You never see him like relaxed in public. No. So it was a nice moment.
He's definitely out of his, you know, the character we always see, you know, poised, quiet,
right.
Stern. Yeah. He's just in his moment, like, yeah!
Yeah, that was nice to see. That was cool.
Yeah.
So, another black girl who rocks is Serena.
Yes.
Serena is killing it. So her and Venus just played this week, and it was like a big moment, this whole historical thing. And obviously we all know that Serena won.
Right.
And that was the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open. They played in front of a packed, sold out stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So now Venus is continuing her bid to get a Grand Slam, and how amazing. She has been killing it this year.
She's going to win
won
it again.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm rooting for you, Serena.
Right.
Your last name is Williams. I'm rooting for you.
But how cool is that to like compete against your sister?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
Unity, the two of them.
Yeah. Have. It's like, weird, but it's also great because no matter who wins, it's a celebration, right?
Exactly. It's still a family affair. And like, those two, I mean, they've made so much history throughout the years. It's just like, wow, to come in and dominate tennis that we did not think as like a black sport. Mm-hmm. And they've just been killing it. I love it.
She makes me want to go get a tennis racket. No. For like 5 minutes.
Look, don't go get
she's
in a Chanel tennis racket.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, I saw Serena play at the Miami Open, and I was so inspired by her. Like, literally, every single serve, every, I don't know, the technical match, whatever, she was into every single, like, every moment she was into it. And she would be so pissed off at herself if she, like, messed up. It was so intense.
Right.
And I was like, I need to go do something with my life. Like, it was just, like, I felt so inspired. Like, she was all the way in the whole time. Like, never checked out.
Wow.
It was quite interesting to see her play.
Wow.
I'm sure.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, we will be watching Miss Serena as we're just going to claim that she's going to make history again.
When two or three come together.
Yes. It is done. It is done. So, it is football season, and has the season kicked off yet? Last night was the first game, right? Steelers versus the Patriots.
Yes.
I don't know.
And there was a new scandal last night.
Really?
Yes, there was a new scandal with the Steelers coach saying that when they were playing, like, he kept getting interference in his headphones, so he couldn't talk to his coaches.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And so he was like, every time I come here, I always got problems.
So it was the opposing team that had the problem.
No, him. He was saying every time I play against Pittsburgh, we always have these problems. Wow. We always have problems. Okay. He didn't say these problems. He just said
he
problems.
He wanted to, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, that inflate gate just will not go away. Poor Tom Brady.
That's so crazy.
You know? He ain't thinking about that thing.
Right. He is winning with a capital W.
Yes.
However, so everybody out there, if you are a football fan and you believe in placing a little bet here or there, you stand to win a couple of $1 million. That's right. So I want you to go to DraftKings.com and I want you to get in on the fun, and see how well you are at calling who's going to be the next winner of the next big game. So use the promo code GEEK when you go to DraftKings.com and you can play your first round for free. And if you win a couple of million, don't forget about your girls over here.
We need a finder's fee.
Hello. I got
50%.
We got shoe problems and handbag problems. We need y'all. We need y'all. So let us jump into our show. So tonight we are talking about STDs aren't always sexually transmitted.
Yes.
So now let's start it off by talking about, you know, family ties can easily come undone. So I'm sure you all have heard about Kelly Rutherford, who is a Gossip Girl star. She has been in a very heated battle with her ex-husband, a custody battle for the last 6 years. Her husband is Daniel Gersh, and he currently lives with the kids in France. Her 8-year-old, Hermes, which I love that name, and the 5-year-old Helena. So she claims that the court decision has been unprecedented, as no other court in the United States has ever ordered American children to live in another country when they have been able to live in the U.S. with an able parent.
Right.
So, ladies, would either of you move to another country if you had to, just to be with your kids?
Why? But what's his story, though? Obviously, he must be very wealthy.
Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah. 6 years.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and I just feel like in this instance, money equals justice, because I feel like he's winning because of his money.
Do we know that, though? Because I just think that the laws are different. But the laws are different, because she is an American. She married a French man.
But where were the kids born?
I don't know. They're born in the U.S.?
Now, so they're U.S. citizens.
Yeah, but see, this case has very little to do with the children. Because they say the courts is there to help the children, but the children are the ones that are suffering the most. 6 years of going back and forth and that being taken from your mother and taken from your father. It's been stopped being about the kids a long time ago.
But, and I hear what you're saying, but let's just think about this for a moment, because she married a man from France.
Right.
So he decides to go home. Who's to know? Say he's an amazing father.
Okay.
And he wants his children. So I don't know. I don't think anybody wins in this situation, but I don't think it's automatic that the kids should just be with their mom.
I don't either, but I think that when you're talking about two different countries,
yeah,
clearly, let's make a compromise. If it's split custody, let right. me have them while they're in school. You have
right.
the summer. Something, but it's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
y'all going to be messing around. They're going to be 12 years back and forth.
Yeah.
And then at this point, it's like, I'm sure the kids at this point are like, what
where do we live?
On?
Now, right. that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. It's
just
not like
compromise.
Going from, you know, New York to Virginia.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you're getting on an international flight to have to go see your kids.
Right.
I mean, I think that's just...
Well, you the one who married the Frenchman.
Yeah.
You the one who had them babies.
Send me a private plane or something. Like, I mean, because this is...
We can work it out. Let's just stop with all the courts and the years
right.
of going and, back
I
mean,
okay, well, then like, I'm asking you again. If you had kids and your kids were... You know, we're in the custody of your ex-husband. He lived in another country. Would you move or would you stay?
Well,
in the U.S.
It depends. I mean, if I don't know what her situation is as far mm-hmm. as like acting. Is she currently on a show? You know, she may have to be here for work.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to be here for work, like obviously, you know, I wouldn't be able to pick up and leave. But if I wasn't working, yeah, I think. You know, I don't have kids, but my kids would probably be my first priority.
Mm-hmm.
And so I probably would move. But if he's so damn wealthy, he gonna have to have me set up right. Like, okay. I'm not moving to go live in no damn shack. Like, I gotta be right.
Well, let me tell you, I would move and work at the farmer's market. Ain't no way Ryan gonna be in another country and her mama gonna be in the U.S. hosting
right.
Just Saying. That ain't gonna happen.
Well, what are you saying?
My ass would be on the first thing
Absolutely.
To France
Absolutely.
In the morning.
Absolutely.
Like, no, make no mistake about it. So, April, what about
France
you?
It's not that bad. Though,
I mean,
right?
I think both parties have to be sane and sensible.
Right.
If we're that, then I could definitely compromise and do what I need to do.
Okay.
But I'm not getting ready to relocate to another country and you bat poop crazy, driving me crazy, driving our child crazy, and it's not a healthy environment.
So you would leave, you would let your child go?
No,
the courts ruled.
No, I'd be in jail. My baby be in the Underground Railroad somewhere.
Yeah. Y'all see how April always just answer the version of the question she want to answer? All right, so moving on. Talking about family ties. Now, this is somebody that I am just fond of. Sean Diddy Combs. So he has an interesting take on dating. You know, he has been very vocal in saying that he would never get married. Or he said he doesn't see himself getting married. But he does say that he believes in a love contract in which he has agreements with women, the women that he's in relationships with. So... would either of you be accepting of a love contract? How about you, April?
I most definitely would. The Bible says make it plain.
Listen. The Bible says.
Woo! Listen, no, but honestly, some would be insulted. But honestly, if a man is being honest with you, putting it on the table saying, listen,
mm-hmm.
I'm not capable of that, but I'm capable of this.
Right.
Any woman in her right mind can work with that because you know what you're dealing with.
Right.
There's no gray areas. There's no surprises.
Right.
The surprise may be, oh, he actually decided to marry me, but if he didn't, I knew his playing hand
right.
before the game started.
Right.
So I could work with that. But
and I love that they seem to be just one big happy family.
Yeah.
You know.
It works for them.
Right.
Yes, it does.
So, Jen, do you think this love contract is really just ultimately about protecting his wealth?
You know what? I think so to a certain extent. I do. I mean, I do think that I really do feel he doesn't want to get
mm-hmm.
married just because, I mean, look, he has all these kids by different women. I think he enjoys being able to have a certain sense of freedom.
So would we say that that's the man he's become? Because a while back, he actually co-signed with Misa, his first baby's mother, on the house. And she stopped paying, and the mortgage company came after him, and he was like, whoa, wait a minute. And they was like, whoa, nothing. Your name is number two spot. Yes. Pay up. And I think he had to pay like $600,000, and they still lost the home. But so, you know, I don't know if that's something that he decided to do after that experience.
Right.
Like, okay, I can't do that because it puts me at risk of losing so much more. So, you know, it would be interesting to know. Like, was that something that after that experience was kind of the catalyst to decide? Love contract.
I know.
Well, you listen, gotta admit, all the women
these
seem
babies
happy.
Look happy.
The women
they
seem happy.
They with their sister.
They were smiling.
The mothers were pregnant at the same time. It's okay, boo.
Listen, they know that transfer is coming at the first of the month. They ain't worried about shit.
You got that badass off. See, you got the baby.
Come on over for dinner on Thursday, right? No, but on the, like, Damon and I dated for a long time, right? Like, a long time. And I was like, he ain't never gonna marry me. So we constantly broke up. But to see if he had been smart and gave me a damn love contract, I might have let him stay single.
Listen, a love contract with an allowance, I'm good.
Right?
No!
And terms.
Don't listen to this, fellas, when y'all submit y'all agrees for Jennifer.
Right.
She's delusional right now.
Right. So, you know, Puffy definitely is on to something, but in all honesty, he probably should have talked to this brother right here. So, Terrence Howard.
Lord.
He is in the middle of going through his second divorce. Second divorce? He's married. No, he's married to his third wife, but he's back in court with the second wife over the terms of their divorce about what she's supposed to receive and what she's supposed to get.
Now this is the one blackmailing him with the little peenie.
Yes, absolutely.
Wait, they say he got a little dick.
Is that word on the street? I heard that.
Let me find out, Lucius Lion, that you really ain't a lion.
A clown.
So, you know, this is the one that said, you know, he punched her in the face. She said he's crazy. She said she fears for her life. He's trying to kill her. What y'all think?
Let me just say something. If I feared for my life from any man I was in a relationship with, the last thing I would be wanting to do is have documentation that lets you know where I live, where you live. We in court looking at me. I don't want to see you because I'm fearing for my life wherever I may be.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It just seemed weird to me, too.
It might be a little bit
of a
woman's
scorn. Yeah, it
seemed
weird to me, too. But, you know, now the judge just ruled in his favor and severely reduced, you know, his payments, his alimony payments, all of that. And he married again. Look at him. He just
he liked them Asians.
He loved Asian women, don't he? Look
at him.
Mm-hmm.
She not even really fly to me, though. Like,
they never are. I'm just
She's
saying.
She's mediocre. I'm sorry.
She is very mediocre. But then maybe he is, too. Maybe just a great actor.
Well,
because he might not be no
that
lying.
Penis sound like it's mediocre. Shit. And you know them Asians. This ain't a sex show, so I'm just.
So, April, what do you think is wrong with Terrence Howard? Why he got so many wives?
Batshit crazy.
I don't know. I think he. You know, my personal opinion with a man that has so many wives is definitely something he's not addressing with himself.
Yes.
And he's steady hopping here and there and there. And I'm not saying that, you know, he's a terrible person.
Right.
But usually when you're jumping all over the place and you can't really keep something with some substance and consistency, usually you're the problem.
At some point, you know, you might can't blame everybody else. You have to look at yourself because you're the common denominator.
Yeah, okay, but isn't there something to be said? I'm going to just put this out there. Isn't there something to be said about people that can, like, cut ties and just move on?
Yeah, but
like,
not,
quickly.
Not through marriage.
I'm just saying.
Like, oh, because I could cut a, you know? I could cut a motherfucker off real quick.
I'm just saying.
But
I kind of applaud
situation where
people.
I'm married.
Okay, but Jennifer Lopez has been married a few times, and she keeps saying, I'm gonna keep marrying until I get it right.
Yeah, but that's a whole different class when you get to Jennifer Lopez. Like, you know.
Right, I know. J-Lo is just like, she just needs love.
Okay, Kim Kardashian.
And she doesn't want to be alone.
Kim Kardashian, she's on her third marriage.
No comment.
What was the second one? How long was it? 70 days?
70 days? Yes. People make mistakes, you know? And I'm just saying that I just
$5 million wedding mistake?
Look, here.
Listen.
E-Network paid for that.
I understand all this the wives. Because don't nobody want to be paying child support or alimony to multiple people. That's just too much. And when you reach a certain tax bracket, you will always be broke. Like, that's just way too much.
But see, the problem is you don't have a love contract.
Right.
And you don't have a love contract or prenup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you can't, the reason I believe in prenups is because you can't look at them about what my earnings are today. Yeah. You have to look and say, am I a woman of potential?
Right.
Am I going to be worth something in the future? Because now Terrence is getting them empire checks.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
chick want that too.
Yeah.
And them five,
and prenups,
five
networks, I'll add to that.
Clear.
Who you marry is not who you divorce.
Who you divorce.
So, yes. You loved me, girl. That ain't got nothing
exactly.
to do with it.
Look,
I ain't paying you what you're asking.
Bye, Felicia. Your right. shit is on the curb.
Speaking of curves, no.
Oh my God. All right, so let's move on. So, broke and busted, make it go away. So, you would hope that when a relationship ends, you're better off than when you started. So, what I want to know is, have either of you, I'll start with you, Jen, have you ever dated somebody who, like, messed up your credit?
I have not dated someone that messed up my credit, but I have dated someone, you know, it's just certain levels.
Right.
And I did date this guy that, he didn't have a passport.
No.
And
he didn't have a passport?
No, I know. Don't judge me. Shut up, April.
How dare you say that?
And so I actually went with him to the passport office to get his passport. Uh-huh. It was his birthday. I wanted to take him out the country. He had never been out the country.
You were taking him out the country?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm world traveled, okay?
Yes, you
like
are.
And I was just like,
I could be your girlfriend.
But I don't know. And I look back and I'm like, what the fuck did I take this motherfucker out of the country? I'm sorry to be cursing so much, but it was just like, I had a, and when I got there, I was miserable.
Yeah.
I was miserable. I was like waking up every morning at 7, like, I'm going to work out before he gets up. Like, I want to start my day without him.
Oh,
like, I don't
my
even,
goodness.
It was just, but like, why am I upgrading you?
Right. Well, sometimes it's necessary in the name of love. Sometimes it's necessary. What about
but
you,
I didn't
April?
Even love him.
Have you ever loaned any money to any man, or a man ever borrowed some money from you?
Yes.
Oh, do tell.
No. Yes, the one that used to wear the open toe sneakers. That's
what
Sean calls him, the open toe sneaker guy. Yes, I gave him money to invest. I didn't know he was an investment.
Oh.
Never got my money.
Oh, in a business.
Yes.
You got played.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Five
yes,
figures. Yeah.
Five figures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless your heart.
You know, I really am an advocate of love.
Back?
I did not. I did not get it back. Mm. I just got all my pride back from that moment. And this was like 20 years ago, baby. But yeah, it was crazy. And you know, this one particular individual had me doing listen, he was my crash course test for love.
Wow.
I learned everything I needed to learn with this one jerk. And it was just ridiculous. I mean, he just had me doing things that if I had a daughter or if I was asked by another woman, I would be like, girl, run.
Wow.
Don't even think about it twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess we all been a fool for love. What about you, D?
Well, I have
back
been
in
a
great
fool.
Days in Oakland.
I have been a fool. So Ryan's father.
She always start with Ryan's father.
Because I didn't have no boyfriend. I had Ryan's daddy, and then that like
we want to know before
and that fucked me up for life.
Dealer.
And then I didn't date nobody until I met David. I was like, maybe I'm just gonna have to be gay because I can't find no good man.
I understand your pain. All it takes is
one. All it takes is one. I was like, done. Done.
What happened?
Done off the D. Done. So, Ryan's father, when we were very young and we were engaged to be married, I purchased a truck in my name. Yes, I purchased a truck in my name, and it was a fight every month. And it wasn't a fight because he didn't have the money. It was a fight because he had the power. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, when I got that shit out my name, look at here. I can't buy you a hamburger on my credit card.
You got to give me the cash.
You got to give me the cash first.
Yes.
And it's those experiences that just, you
lessons
know, shape
learned.
Yes, lessons learned for sure. So, April, I want to know, since you seem to be a sucker for love.
Yes.
Giving out hints.
How did you know the S just said yesterday?
Thank God, Sean, you found
Thank
her.
Thank God. He is the best thing that ever happened to me outside of my kids. Lord.
All right. So, how far would you go for somebody you're dating?
Oh, my God. I went far. Like, B, have you lost your mind? Far?
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's embarrassing to tell. But I once, for the same open-toe sneaker guy.
Damn. He had you. The dick must have been
good. It wasn't even that great. But he was arrested, and I put my house up.
You what?
For buying. Hell no.
You put your house up? I did.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, I just screamed. Sorry.
I did. But this was my contingency, because his mother had a really nice house in San Diego, but it wasn't enough money for the bond. So I was like, the only way I'll do it is if your mama does it first. And then I'll cover the rest of it.
Wow.
So his mother did do it first. And then, you know, so I had used that for my backup, because I was like, clearly he wouldn't. Now I know he would have left his mom behind dry too, but
oh,
at the time,
God,
I felt like that was security enough. Yeah.
Wait, so what was the crime though?
Wow.
You know what? I still don't know to this day, because it was such a, listen, he was such a double-sided individual. This was the guy that was saying that was, you know, he made me believe he was this and that and taking me
this
places.
Was
and
Tashina Arnold?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no.
Tashina, we coming for you, girl.
I love you, Tashina.
We coming for you. She got to be on the panel.
We like, yeah. But you know, he was living a double-sided life, and when he got arrested, I didn't know. I was totally oblivious. So at that point, I'm like, this can't be right, you know, like, what, he's not that guy.
Wow.
Let me tell you, I got a whiff to him. His mama, she pissed the mama off. The mama called the bells by me. It was like, I'm taking my house off. You go get him. I was like, I'm doing what she's doing. And that was it, because then by then, I was finding out who he really was. So it was by the grace of God you know, and he got arrested on other charges. That's how they ended up catching him. And then released our houses.
So, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Well, ladies, here are just a few red flags. The next time.
As if mine wasn't enough.
Jennifer, I know we're looking for your Prince Charming. So these are some red flags that we have to keep in mind for Jennifer. So he is in major credit card debt.
I don't want nobody broke.
He spends like a drunken sailor, but doesn't necessarily make enough money to cover all of his spending.
I don't want nobody broke.
You have vastly different attitudes towards money.
I don't want nobody broke.
He's frequently unemployed.
I don't want nobody broke.
Oh my God. Okay, he doesn't want to get married. Don't date him either.
She's okay with that part,
right? Wow.
We got a love contract.
If it's puffy.
If we got this all written down on an agreement.
Oh my Lord. So, and the last one would be, he is always borrowing money from somebody.
Oh, hell no.
It won't be me.
Right. I had a friend, she was dating this guy, and he asked one of their other friends for $100 so he could go buy her something for Valentine's Day.
Did she give it to him?
That's crazy.
Oh, God. You done enabled the bubble.
That is crazy.
Like, what?
I had a friend who once asked Damon for some money. I said, bitch, we ain't friends. No money. Don't you ever fix your lips to ask Mr. Haley for nothing.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, let's move on, ladies. Let's talk a little bit about sexual healing. So in this day and age, dating can be downright deadly. Mm. All right. So there's a Missouri man named David Mangum. Where is David at? He was charged with knowingly affecting a sex partner. He told police that he has been HIV positive since 2003 and since then has had 300 plus unprotected sexual encounters. And he can face up to 15 years in jail.
First of all, who is
it's like, and who went
on my fucking day?
How? That ain't get any booty. He should be getting stuff from somebody. Woo! All right,
and he was broke too. No.
All right, Jennifer, have you ever asked someone to take an AIDS test?
I haven't. I probably have. But no, I haven't.
What?
I haven't.
Never?
No.
Wow. What about you, A?
We not having no raw dog sex. If I don't know about your sexual, you ain't.
But you know, that's not always 100% surefire.
Yeah, it's
coverage.
Not, but it ain't like, you know, a whole lot was, you know, my lower wasn't popping like that, you know, where, you know, and I know it only takes one.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I wasn't that active that I felt like that was something I needed to be doing. But the ones that I was active in my relationships before my husband, No
AIDS
test. It's like, at what point do you say that, though?
No, up front. No, Brian's father had to have an AIDS test.
Yeah, now,
I was dumb in some regards, but I wasn't going to die for that food.
I applaud you, because I'm teaching my sons, like, well, Omar, I'm like, listen, if you are, y'all got to go and get a test.
Absolutely.
I said, and if they tell you no, then you know that you should serve them some walking papers and keep it pushing. Because there's no reason that if I'm into you like that, that I wouldn't be willing to do it.
Yes.
And if I'm saying that I'm good, then that's all I need
that
to know.
That is a major red flag.
Yeah.
So if they wouldn't take it, would you end the relationship?
Well, that's a question you need to answer.
Look,
Dr. Quinn.
He got around so often, let's just say.
Wow.
He was popular in Oakland. It ain't no way we would have been together.
But listen, a person can have it and then not show up for some time.
I know.
So that don't even,
the grace,
you know,
of God just saved me.
Oh my God.
Because he got around.
Oh,
so
this is why I'm celibate. I can't.
All right, Jade, now. Prince Charming is waiting. So, could you date someone if they had herpes, but it was controlled?
Hell no.
How is it controlled?
Like, no, that shit don't go away.
There's no cure for it.
I know, but I mean, how,
like,
do you say
that? Like,
you're
not having an outbreak? I don't give a fuck.
Like, right, no. That's what I was like.
Absolutely.
Listen, I'm
not
so into you.
Uh-uh.
I got the package on my penis, but it's okay this week. Let's just go take this to the next level.
No. Listen, I'm a hypochondriac. Absolutely not.
Okay, but look, what if you fall in love with somebody?
Before you know.
Right, before you know. Since you don't make nobody take no daggone test around here.
You wouldn't know.
Right. You wouldn't know. Aaron could have had herpes.
Oh, God. No.
So, tell me how you gonna know.
See, that's what I said.
No, I don't know if I'm a no, but what I'm saying is
it just,
I'm using condoms, okay? And if I fall in love with you and then you talk about you got herpes, I immediately fall out of love. Like, there's certain things that are deal breakers for me. And like,
wow,
any type of disease, I can't rock with that. I'm a hypochondriac. I just can't. Like, my
she
mind.
Be, look, she
I would
be like this.
I'm gonna tell
you. Is it an outbreak today?
Right. Like, I would be so nervous to have sex with you that, like, I just wouldn't even get wet. So it would be, like, pointless. I'm sorry.
You asked.
Woo!
April.
You asked.
What about you?
I'm married. That don't apply to me.
I need you to stop avoiding my questions. Y'all,
I don't know.
If you weren't married,
I'd be a nun. The dating world scares the crap out of me.
Welcome to my life.
Yes, that's why I'm like, girl, I feel your pain, because I just don't. You don't know what you're getting.
But you know, there are several celebrities that have herpes. The stories are out there.
Ooh.
Give me one, Cher. Derek Jeter. Yes. And he gave herpes to a couple
of
women.
Whoa, hold on. Is it just confirmed?
Or the mouth herpes?
Herpes simplex one or two?
I'm sorry, I didn't see the medical report.
I don't want to see the medical report.
It is a difference. It is a difference.
Right. There is a difference. I don't know. I didn't read the test results.
Oh, but God.
Jessica Alba used to date him, and she says she got it from him.
Oh, wow.
See, this is why I went immediately for Adam.
But this is why you make people get tested. You make your sexual partners get tested. Yes.
And this is why you wear condoms.
But even still, you don't want to fall in love with somebody.
You would be like, put a body condom on. That's the only way I know I'm going to be okay.
But the reality is you don't want to fall in love with someone if they perhaps have a disease that you would have to live with. It is discrimination, but you at least should know that beforehand.
I don't care if it's discrimination.
So, what if he's rich? What if he's stupid rich?
Hell no.
And he says, Jennifer, I will give you whatever you want. You can have the private plane. You can have the different houses all over the world. You can have six figures in your account every month. You're going to say no.
Do you know what? I might think about it for like 2 seconds.
And then say no.
But you know what? I'm sorry. It's just you can't put a price on your health.
On your life. You can't.
No. And it's just like, I don't care how much money you have. Certain things just you can't fix. So, yeah, the private plane and the, you know, $250,000 in my bank account every month. Sounds real good.
Monthly?
Can we just try this? I did not get herpes. You're so rich, but you can't get a cure.
I couldn't do it.
All right. Well, we need to know all of this. This is a great show
for us. Don't be setting me up with nobody that got no goddamn disease.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
y'all health reports, too, when y'all send y'all submissions.
We got criterias around here, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, moving on, ladies. We all know that sometimes, I should say often, lips lie.
Mm.
Okay, so there's a lot of talk about narcissists, right? And the pursuit of vanity and gratification and, you know, egos and admiration of oneself, as in Greek mythology, where the young narcissist fell in love with his own image. Bless his heart. I guess somebody got to love him. I know, right? What does he see in him? So have either of you ever dated a narcissist?
Yes.
You have dated a lot of people. You be holding out a right here.
Don't be saying that like I got a turnstile on my vajayjay.
Now, I didn't say that. You put words in my mouth.
Yes. My son, my oldest son's father, he's a whole lot of things.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Just so full of himself. To this day, all he cares about is himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It is, because especially when there's other great elements and components around you to engage and to, you know, be a part of, it's kind of sad when that person is all about themselves that they miss the greater things around them.
But what's amazing is that little Omar is nothing like that.
Yes, no.
He's like such an amazing young man.
He's like me. He is.
Gene Pool was strong.
It's really crazy because he definitely is, but it's like, you know, and I don't say this because he's my child, but I'm like, how can you not love him or be so wrapped up in him? Like, he's extraordinary to me. Like, he blows my mind, just like the intellect and the goals and the things that he's trying to, you know, achieve in his life.
He's an amazing young man, but I just want to know, I mean, didn't you see that he was probably a narcissist? Or were you, like, 20 and dumb?
I wasn't 20 and dumb. I was just
22 and
20
dumb.
And naive. Because at that point...
That's dumb, kind of.
No, because at that point, he had potential. But I think once he started achieving things he didn't know he actually could achieve, it made him all about himself.
Right. Mm. Okay.
Because before the fame and the L.A. and you was in West Philadelphia being the background dancers for the local guys who rap, you weren't fully yourself.
Right.
You know, when you got here and got a taste of, you know,
L.A. will
I
do
can
it.
Hang on this person's shirt tail and be like,
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, who are you? I don't know who you are anymore.
Mm. Yeah. So, did you guys know that there's something called narcissistic abuse? And it leaves the victim with post-traumatic stress disorder.
That was me.
What are those symptoms?
Yeah, with you. So the effects, it says, it's a persistent psychological trauma within an environment in which the victim believes there's no possibility of escape. There's a sense of helplessness, and one's sense of self is annihilated.
Yes. And then my knight in shining armor came and saved me, LaShawn Daniels. And showed me.
Showed you the light.
The light.
Well, you know, Jen, we know that you've got a lot of gorgeous pictures of yourself all over your house. And I know people look at that and would say, you're a narcissist. So how do you respond to that? Because it really is all about you. On every wall in your house is a picture of you.
Yeah, and I live there by myself, and I pay all those bills. And every time I walk in, I need to remind myself, yes, this is your house. And honestly, that came from me being married, and like that relationship was all about Eric. Like he was, you know, the basketball player. He was this, he was that, and it was like everything. Our houses were always everything he wanted. So when I'm like single, divorced, and independent, I was like, you know what? My house is going to be all about me.
Right.
And so it just came from me being in a relationship where it was all about him. And so now I was like, you know what? I'm going to celebrate myself.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. I never thought about it like that. But I do think when you date high-profile men or marry high-profile men, it can easily, your whole life can be them, you know?
Yeah, I turned into, like, you know, the glorified assistant.
Yeah. I know, you know, I was I worked with this. right. I worked with this woman, not you, but another woman who married very well, and I did the wedding. And it used to be mind-boggling to me because, you know, we'd meet or we'd get together at the house or talk, and she'd be like, okay, no, well, we can't meet until after 9 o'clock because I have to get up and I have to cook breakfast, and then I have to get the kids to school, and then, okay, and then I was like, okay, well, what about if we meet at noon? No. We can't meet at noon because I have to start cooking lunch for him at 11 o'clock so that he can have a hot lunch. And then I'm like, okay, well, what about one? Well, no, one isn't good because, you know, he really needs a moment after lunch before, you know, I have visitors. I was like, ain't your house like 25,000 square feet? Ain't this nigga got a playroom somewhere?
A man cave.
You know, but it was amazing to me that literally everything revolved around him.
I'm telling you.
Every moment of the day was around him. And they're divorced now. And which we I knew
she
there would be. I knew there would be.
Or he came to
that. But she said her whole reason for the divorce, she was just like, my whole life has been about him. I've been with him for 15 years. And she just said, I had completely forgotten who I am. And she's just like, I just need to be alone for a minute.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of like sad, but amazing that she kind of had that epiphany.
She reclaimed it.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I walk in my house and I see them pictures and I'm like, yes, I'm home. You have arrived.
Now, what about you, D?
Back with Ryan's dad. You know, I kind of have to say, everything kind of been about me.
Okay.
Yeah, my whole
So are you the
narcissist? I might be a little bit. I might be a little bit. I think it's a fine line between narcissist and confident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And obnoxious.
Yeah.
All three go hand in hand.
Yeah. Because I think with Ryan's father, I had a moment of insanity and I forgot I was Richard Valentine's Jr.'s daughter. But once I remembered that, who I was, it was like, oh no, it's not about anybody else.
Right.
Anymore. And thank God I just married a man who is okay with that.
Oh, no!
Absolutely.
David!
You are making it hard for us.
He's amazing.
No, because some of these men, they have like these huge egos and it becomes like a competition thing.
Right.
And it's like, listen, if I'm dating, I'm not in competition with you. Like, we're trying to build something here.
Yeah.
Like, let's both come together and like build an empire.
Right.
But like, we're not in competition about who makes more money or who's this or who's or who has more accolades.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
But men get caught up in that shit.
Some men.
Some.
Some men. Yes.
No, I'm not saying everyone. But are definitely a lot of men that are very ego driven.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I always feel like it can only be one star in a house. It can't be two stars.
Dang it. Right.
I just believe that.
Are you co-signing it?
Yes, I do.
I believe that. I'm telling you, I think that's why the celebrity divorce rate is so high. Because you, I mean, how you both gonna be on the red carpet? How you both gonna be, you know, on hit TV shows? I mean, April, your career took the back burner.
It did.
So Sean,
everything,
right? For everything, so that Sean could be and who he is, and he's created an amazing life for you guys. But you've even said, you know, you stepped back and you allowed him to just be who he is.
Right.
I believe that. Now, Damon can't be in the bathroom as long as me.
Yeah, no, now, yeah, not that part. I mean? But
right.
I would like to believe that two people in a marriage or a relationship could both be stars or both have it all and have separate demanding lifestyles. I just think it takes mature individuals to bring it to light to show us what that looks like.
I don't know. Them Beyonce and Jay-Z rumors.
Yeah, rumors, but where they at right now?
I know.
Right, yeah, prime example. Right. I mean, they regardless who you are, you know, yeah, you, if you're that big of a celebrity, there's going to be the drama and the tabloid stories that come with it.
We never know what goes on behind closed doors.
But we know what happened in that elevator.
They stood there like, yep, get his ass.
Didn't she? Let me just scoot over. You mess up my Givenchy.
Right. Got off the elevator like.
She like, you want to be over there talking to Rachel Roy? Okay.
Oh, Lord. All right, ladies, let's move on. So, sometimes you pay, and sometimes you just get branded. All right. So let's talk about another very popular divorce right now. So celebrity chef and Food Network star Giada De Laurentiis recent divorce has cost her a lot. Now, both of them, let's say they were married 12 years. There was no prenup, but both of them had successful careers. Right. They were both considered millionaires. Well, in the divorce settlement, she got the profits from her cookbook that she's working on right now is estimated at about $5 million. So in addition to their $3.2 million home in Pacific Palisades, she must pay him $9,000 a month in child support plus half of her net worth.
Wait a minute, is he broke?
No, he's worth $15 million, I believe it is, and she's worth $20
million. That's just petty.
Ridiculous.
That's petty.
Yeah. Mm. Come on, man. Mm. Like
he's in his feelings. He needs to be a man and walk away with his $15 million and go live a nice life.
Not hurt. But look, if she, I didn't say it before, okay, two stars can't live in the same house. So if he was supporting.
No, two divas can't live in the same house.
So if he was supporting her and her dream and her goals all of these years, is he not entitled to that judgment?
Well, I think when a marriage comes to an end, there is entitlement. But when clearly you're not a housewife or a house husband and you have made a living for yourself, a very successful living, like, come on, man. For real, let's just split this stuff down the middle. If you want this house, cool, I'm going to take this house. Mm-hmm. You take care of the kids 50%, I'm going to take care of the kids 50%. $9,000 a month for child support.
Look here.
Because you're their father.
This is why I believe in prenups. Because the people you divorce
is not
the people you marry.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And this is a prime example.
It ain't when you in the honeymoon
example.
Okay.
It ain't nobody fair when love is gone. Yeah. All bets are off.
People take off petty. Gloves.
Yes, very petty. Mm-mm. I think when you have made a good living for yourself and vice versa, like, come on, don't hit me for no.
I just think as a man, this is just whack to me. I'm sorry.
Well, I won't say as a man. I just think if you got your own money and she got her own money, let's just cut ties.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would be different if he was
didn't have a job. Right.
Or, yeah, but like, as a man and you worth $15 million and you trying to get $9,000 a month from your soon-to-be ex-wife, like, you look like a bitch ass.
What's your take on it, Diane? Diane's like, well,
I'm just saying, look, I don't care if my husband is incredibly wealthy and I'm incredibly wealthy. If it's over and now I got to go from living on two wealthy salaries to just one, I won't have your shit.
Wow!
Because I helped you build whatever you made. Because I stroked your ego and stuff.
But I think it's difficult.
I stroked other things too.
I think in this instance it's a double standard. As a woman, I would want half of that shit too.
Give me some, Jay.
What am I sitting between?
I'm sorry. Yes. Like, if I help you chase your goals as a woman.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's why when you help your mate chase his goals, make sure you're achieving your own. So then you don't at the end be like, but I helped you build all of this. And then you feel like you left with nothing.
I can still have $15 million in the bank and I'm going to be like,
you still want half?
Half of yours, not half of mine.
Exactly. You are really not
but as a man, I just think you're supposed to be the provider. Like,
the
man.
You the man, be the man.
Right, and keep it moving.
All right, well, okay, be the man. Let's talk about that for a minute, because I've read that Floyd Mayweather is very good to the women that he dates. He's very generous and gives them lots of gifts. But the minute they break up, he confiscates everything.
He repo man.
Just
keep getting your ass beat nightly. And
we can't
take it like
that. He don't beat all of them. Diane.
If he beat one, he beat them all. Once a woman beat her, always a woman beat her. I'm sorry. I'm believing rehabilitation on domestic abuse.
We're talking about STDs today.
I don't believe in rehabilitation on domestic violence.
You don't.
Because if it's in you to hit a woman and you physically hit a woman, you will hit her again.
And you're a boxer?
You
hit people for a living.
Look, her eye went crooked. It ain't never come back straight.
Shoot. I don't care. Now, listen, Jen, I know when you were married, you know, Eric gave you some seed money, you know, to start one of your businesses. So, did he attempt to recoup any of that after?
Hell no.
No. Oh, I'm proud
of
him.
And don't be giving him no idea.
Right. Listen, he might be a bitch ass on certain levels, but not on that.
Oh, I'm proud of him. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I mean, that's probably the only good thing I can say about him right now. But no, he did not.
All right. So what if you had given him the money?
Yes, because I'm petty. I'm petty. Prince Charming, I'm petty. Yes. I would want something.
Okay. You would want something. All right.
No, she wanted it all. Ain't no
right.
Time. She's going to be like, I gave you 53 cents too. Where that?
I need a percentage. I wouldn't even want like my money, but like I would want a percentage and whatever.
Oh. Okay.
Because listen, you never know. That shit might blow up and
You need dividends, right?
Exactly.
I got it. All
I
right.
need that quarterly check coming.
Yeah. All right. So there are some things we regret when we break, like tattoos. So
I'm not doing that shit.
Mm-mm. April.
Yes.
I do know about one of yours, but I won't say. So why don't you share?
I have my husband's name down my rib. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's cute.
And he has my name on his arm.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't
Damon,
make that
you ain't
face
never,
while you say
you ain't
she like,
never
that's
getting
cute.
Me branded. Mm-mm. Bless
but
your heart.
We actually didn't do that until like 3 years ago. So it was a minute before we took the leap. It was his first and his only tattoo. And it's my ninth.
You're right.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have never gotten Eric's
name. I would
have
never. Never.
Because look, LaShawn, God forbid we do break up, I'd be like, that's my middle name. Nobody knows. LaShawn, they think it's a girl anyway.
Right.
So.
I mean, I would have to get something where I could cover it or make it.
I must not love my husband that much. Ain't no way his name is going
on
my body.
You would put your name on your body. You ain't put David's name.
No way.
My child's name.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I put a child's name, but I don't like tattoos. But I could go there with that one. I don't know. All right. So look. Khloe Kardashian recently made news because she decided to remove her tramp stamp, the one that's on her little booty.
Yes.
Because, you know, her sister Kim has been talking to her about it. And so she's finally having that removed. But I find it really interesting that she did not remove the LO tattoo on her hand, especially because she's supposedly now afraid of him.
I know.
Come on.
So you removed the tramp stamp, but not your soon-to-be ex-husband that you done beefed up security because you scared he gonna attack you?
What is that about?
Well, then get that shit removed.
That should have been a 2-for-1.
What is that about?
Right? What is she holding on to? That's really crazy to me.
Mm.
I mean, it's cute.
It is cute.
But But I wouldn't want some dude's name on me that I'm scared of.
I know, right?
That's the same thing with going to court. Now the court documents, you have all my information.
Right.
I'm scared of you. Right. Now I'm sitting here looking at you in court for I don't know how many weeks or months, but I'm scared. Like, it just doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up.
Or you tired or you over it. All memories are gone.
Look, that whole story got on my last cotton picking nerves.
Yeah, I saw that.
You went in on IG.
I was like, so mad because it was just like, why don't you say something? Like, why don't you just come out and say, like, we had a fight and that was just it?
Yeah.
You know, we just had a fight. But why does he have to be, like, the scary black man? People magazine, like, you know, she was feared for her life.
She, how you know? Outraged. Were you there?
You know, right. And I love, did you guys see that Lamar actually did an interview with TMZ? Yeah. Because he was like, yo, like, how do you guys think I knew where she was?
Right. He's like, I live
they
in Vegas.
His ass up, and he just be going in for the kill.
He do.
And they're like, he's like,
right.
Here I come.
I know. Because that really seemed odd. Meet me at Soul Cycle or wherever it was.
Yeah, it was like some odd.
In Beverly Hills.
Shit. Like, come on.
And you live in Calabasas? I'm just saying. Lamar, I'm down for you, brother.
Don't drink the punch!
You might want to rethink your next wife. So, ladies, before we wrap things up, I would just like to say, I actually want your take on this whole STD thing, because we said that they aren't always sexually transmitted. So why don't you give our viewers some advice about how they can avoid walking away with some stuff they didn't bargain for in a relationship? And then tell us how they can keep up with you.
Well, I'll say if he has on open-toe sneakers, run for your life. No, I mean, we all discuss that STDs aren't just the STDs that we know of, but it can be debt, it can be your credit, it can be children, it can be anything that comes from a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just really wise to listen to other stories you may hear and take note. A lot of times we don't really take note for ourselves, we just listen like, oh, for real, girl, that's a... And I think if we'd spent more time doing that, we would see some of the red flags a lot sooner than we do. Usually, you know, we got to go through them and then it's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so was talking about this happening. Now I get it. But I think if we just tune in a little bit more to the stories that we hear and the things that we see before, you know, going in 100% with somebody, you know, they have to, there's levels to it. They have to earn your trust in different areas for you to just give it all to them.
Yeah.
And Lord, if you didn't learn nothing else from this this show tonight, please don't be putting up no houses. Don't be lending no money. Don't do none of that
stuff.
Don't
get no tattoos.
Right.
Make sure it adds up. Check references. It's like a job position. When you go for the job, they got to make sure everything lines up.
Right.
Make sure Mr. Whoever lines up or Mrs. Whoever.
And
you
can
keep up with me across the board at I Am April Daniels.
Okay. And Jen?
I would just say, ladies, you know what? We need to listen to our intuition. Because a woman's intuition does not lie. If you feel something doesn't add up or it doesn't feel right, we need to learn to listen to our inner voice. A lot of times we don't take heed to that, or we're in denial. And certain things are just common sense.
Right.
It's like, listen, you should not be co-signing nobody's car or credit card. Like, no. Everybody needs to be independent. I mean, if you're married, then that's, you know, a different situation. But I just think listening to your intuition, a lot of times, I have not done that. And, like, I'm learning that, you know what? My mind told me this. My body told me this. My spirit, my soul told me this wasn't right. But I didn't listen. So I think that's key, too. Just listen to your intuition. And just, you know, some things, like, are just common sense. So I would just say, use your brain. And, you know, people do have to earn your trust. I agree with what April said. So just don't jump into things.
Yes.
And you can keep up with me at JenniferWilliams17 on Instagram, and I Am Jennifer on Twitter.
Thank you. Ladies, what I would just say to you is just slow down. We are always in such a rush to find love. We are always in such a hurry to start a family and to just have that perfect picture of what you know, an amazing life looks like. And you cannot eradicate time. So time teaches us so many things. It teaches us wisdom. It teaches us discernment. It teaches us how to love ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm Diane Valentine. You can keep up with me across all social media platforms at Diane Valentine. And don't forget to follow us at JustSayingShow_ on Twitter and Instagram, because we got all the behind the scenes juicy stuff, all the gossip. All right. We'll see you next week. Thank you for watching. Good night. God bless.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Great show.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.